car itself. Maybe it's the policeman.
Yeah.
And okay, I hate to hear anybody refer to them.
What have you heard?
I was trying to think of the slang name they call, but I can't think of it right this minute. I think the policeman should be your friend.
I do too. Is it Pig?
Yeah, right.
All right, how about any names for firemen?
No. All I've ever heard is just firemen.
Okay. What about the name for the big vehicle that policemen drive to sometimes arrest people with them?
Yeah, that's an armored car. Not an armored car, but it's a paddy wagon. Is that all I can call it?
All right, what about the aircraft they sometimes use with the big rotating lights?
A helicopter.
What do you call the kind of storm that originates in the ocean?
Hurricane.
How about the one that's out in the Midwest? Funnel cloud?
Tornadoes, cyclones,
okay, how about... Now, we have these in Atlanta. I don't know if you have these here or not. It's rain, but the ground temperature is below 32 degrees, so as soon as the rain hits the ground, it freezes.
Hail?
No, and hail is hard when it's in the air.
Yeah, right.
This is rain. It comes down as rain. But when it hits
sleet?
We call them ice storms.
No.
You don't have that?
I'm not familiar with ice storms at all.
It's,
you have them in Atlanta?
Yeah, they're horrible. We had them 2 years ago. What they do is it rains and rains and hits, say, the electrical lines. It builds up a layer of ice on them, and they break. And our family was without electricity for a week.
Well, now, that's happened here, but I didn't realize you called it ice storms.
Well, we do. I don't know what you would call it. That's what I was asking.
Well, when we get up in the morning and see somebody, it's just a hard freeze, you know.
Uh-huh. I think this is even worse than a hard freeze. It's, I don't know, it's hard to explain. We've only had it one time, as I recall. It's sort of like sleet. Except
well, it is different because, like, it hangs off of houses and off the cliffs and just great big icicles.
Right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And you can't drive. Or
no, you can't.
Okay, what do you call the place where firemen work? Their headquarters or whatever.
Fire department, some of them.
Okay. Would you ever say fire station?
Yeah.
Firehouse?
Fire station, firehouse, fire department.
Okay, how about the police?
Same. I think it's mostly referred to as a police station, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, if a person was arrested for being drunk in the middle of the night, where would they take him to spend the night?
City jail, I presume, and sometimes the county jail down, it's in downtown Birmingham.
Oh, now what's the difference? I mean, as far as taking drugs?
Well, to me it would be somebody that would have to be transported out of the city of Birmingham if they took them downtown to the county jail. Like they would have to take them to Shelby County the next day. But now I don't know what the difference is, whether they're used for that particular reason or not. The city jail, I do know the prisoners are kept there for a good long while.
Oh, more than just overnight?
Yes, I think so.
Have you heard of a drunk tank?
No.
Like a special section of the jail?
No.
Okay. What kind of weapon does a policeman carry for protection?
I don't know whether different policemen carry different things, but most of them carry pistols.
Mm-hmm. How about the other thing?
Well, I'm thinking I have heard if they're out on a raid or something, they have shotguns. And,
how about the ones that hit, yeah, that they hit people?
Clubs.
Have you heard those called nightsticks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are some names for prostitutes?
Just a plain old whore, as I like to tell you.
Okay. Is that the only other name you know?
Slut.
Now, is there a difference between a whore and a slut? I mean, does a slut necessarily have to take money to be a slut?
Neither does a